My name is Noel Borden. I am a police officer with the town of Truckee. I moved to Truckee and started working in Truckee approximately 4 years ago. I currently live in Reno, Nevada. I had some life-changing events happen, and I have two separate households now, and I couldn't afford to live in Truckee alone, so I had to move to Reno. It's always been my desire to be here, but housing is very limited here, and even apartments are hard to find. So I couldn't find anything here in Reno, Northwest Reno, right off of Robb Drive area. It's very convenient, easy access to the freeway, and it's about a 25 to 30 minute commute. So that was the area that I looked, and I found something in that area. So on Mondays and Tuesdays, I have my children. My work schedule is currently 10 a.m. to 8 p.m., but I have my kids on Monday and Tuesday, and they start school at 7:30. So even though I don't start work until 10, I drive in from Reno at we leave there about 6:30 a.m. And I drop the kids off about 7:20 to 7:30, and then I don't have to be to work until 10. So even though technically I work 10 hours, my day starts at 6 a.m. and then I don't get off until 8 p.m. And so I get home, roughly at 8:30, 9-ish each evening. So, leaving the house at 6 a.m. and not getting home till 9 p.m. each night, it makes for a long day. And it's a little harder on the kids to get up, a little bit early and account for the commute that we have every day. When winter hits and the roads are bad, we gotta leave probably 45 minutes to an hour earlier. So it's gonna make an extra long day. So those are the motivating factors to get back to Truckee. Can I share the personal story about when I lived here? So I lived in a house in Prosser, and I became good friends with my neighbors that lived all around me. One of my neighbors across the street from me knew that I was a policeman, and we had a lot of conversations about work and where they originated from and things like that. And I was on the couch one day just watching TV, and my neighbor frantically came over and said that her husband had collapsed in her front yard. And I ran across the street and was the first person on scene that started CPR immediately. We were able to stabilize him and get a heartbeat at that moment. He eventually passed due to severe complications. But I think that in that case, I definitely increased the chances of him surviving. And my neighbor, knowing I was a policeman and had, first responder CPR training and all of that stuff, probably motivated her to come knock on my door and get help. Though we have pretty fast response times in Truckee when it comes to heart attacks and that type of thing, every second matters. So that's just one story about how important I think it is that we're out there, helping the community.